I'm Dr. Florence Comite. I'm founder of the Comite Center for Precision Medicine and Health in Manhattan. You can find us online at Comite MD, and you can also find us at Comite Center on Instagram and Facebook.
Dr. Comite, how long do you think the vaccine will protect us?
The vaccine should protect us for quite a while, it seems, if it mimics COVID itself. It appears that COVID started at least a year and a half to 2 years ago. And thus far, at least in this country, there doesn't seem to be recurrent disease. There are hints there may be, but the data doesn't hold up. And so I'm optimistic right now that this is not like the flu, where we're going to be seeing recurrent disease every year. And so hopefully the vaccine will last a minimum of a year. And I think we have a way to check it out too.
And what way would that be, with antibody tests?
Exactly. So what we've learned is that the laboratories can keep up with us. And there is a new kind of antibody that they look for called the spike antibody. It actually can detect whether you have antibodies from having COVID or getting the vaccine. I'll use myself as an example. I had COVID last March, which you're well aware. Mm-hmm. And when I tested myself, I got myself tested back a couple of months ago, I still had antibodies. And I also had the spike antibody. I retested after my first vaccination, and I got Moderna, and my level of the spike antibody went up to over 250. And I will be retesting myself periodically, as we do with our patients at the center, to be able to inform them what we do next and whether actually boosters are going to be necessary. I think that's going to be an essential piece of this.
Do you see herd immunity, or what do you think it will take to get herd immunity in the United States?
So that's a great question. Herd immunity, just for a second to digress, for those of us who might not be familiar with it, is when enough of the population has been vaccinated. So those of us who cannot be vaccinated are immune to it. It means that it won't be contagious, because it won't really be caught from anybody, because we're protected. As we continue to vaccinate folks, which may take a while, herd immunity should set in. But I think it's going to take longer than we expect it to take, with all the variants in COVID that we're seeing pop up.
President Biden said something about possibility of things opening up a little bit by July 4th. Do you think that's optimistic?
No, I actually think that by July 4th, we would be enjoying the weather and hopefully on the beach without masks. I think many of us will still be anxious and wearing masks and making sure that we keep our distance from other folks and not going into crowds without a mask. And I would encourage those folks to wear masks that have protection against COVID, and there are such masks. We carry them at the center, where you can have a 99.9% COVID resistance. But I do believe that there'll be enough vaccinated folks out there where protection will be widespread. I think it's very reassuring that we haven't seen much or anything of reinfection. That is really reassuring, Pat. I thought by now we would be seeing recurrent cases of COVID, just like the flu, yes, but that has not occurred.
Do you believe that people are getting more comfortable about the thought of getting vaccination? So many people are vaccinated already. Do you see more people saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get the vaccine?
I think it's growing. There has been a tiny little setback. J&J vaccine has been called to halt, the J&J vaccine, because there have been 6 cases, which is a tiny number, but obviously each one of those folks, it's been sad.
Yes.
One of them has actually died of an unusual kind of clot. And it brings to mind that COVID itself causes a coagulation in the system, meaning blood clots. So whether or not the trigger will cause people to stop short and say, I won't take that vaccine, Moderna and Pfizer so far are fine, and everybody's going ahead with that. But J&J has been stopped by the CDC and FDA, and for now, they're not using the vaccine for this moment in time.
I have heard in certain pockets of Pennsylvania anyway, that companies are, and healthcare systems are paying $700 to make sure that their employees get vaccinated. Are you hearing about those kinds of incentives?
Yes. I have heard that. I think companies in some sectors of the country are hurting and they want people to protect themselves and they're looking for ways, novel ways to restart their businesses. And that is one way, I guess, to consider it. I feel the vaccine is extremely safe. I do, you know, obviously questions have been raised with respect to J&J and AstraZeneca, but I think questions will be raised about anything we do in medicine because each of us is unique and sometimes there's an interaction we cannot predict, even with all the safety tests in the world. But when you look at the risk benefit of not taking the vaccine versus taking the vaccine, there's no question. The deaths, so many deaths from COVID, I think should be quite convincing that we need to do something about it. I also think that there is work that goes on at a deeper level in the body than we're appreciating that we have yet to actually measure. And we create antibody-making cells in the body. They're called B cells and T cells that live on after we heal ourselves from infections. And so being exposed to infections throughout our life means we have the wherewithal with vaccines and with infections, if you had the native infection, to fight them. And people should be aware of this. It's a complicated concept, but it's called neutralizing antibodies. They can block reinfection. And whether or not and how long they live is still a question, but I believe in many people they live on for quite a while.
With the COVID vaccine, you were saying that perhaps it will last as much as a year. Do you see boosters coming into play? And also, do you see the COVID vaccine maybe becoming like the flu vaccine, something that we would take yearly?
I do. I think that that's an excellent question. I do see that boosters would have a role. I think as we learn, as the medical community learns more and more about how you and I and the rest of the population respond to the vaccine, we will be considering when boosters are necessary. Interestingly enough, it might not be every year like the flu. As I mentioned, we're not seeing COVID reoccur in people who've had it, even as antibodies, the regular antibodies have disappeared. So newer antibodies, such as this spike antibody, may inform us as to when it wears off. Are we ready to get a vaccine? Or is there going to be a way to measure neutralizing antibodies? Science continues to progress, even if we're not hearing about it. And from my perspective, looking at so many people and each of us, again, being unique, there's a spectrum of how long we respond. So it may be a scenario like this, where a person gets vaccinated, they get the second vaccine, and their response is tremendous. And they may be somebody who, after a year, their response is still quite solid, and they come back at 2 years and their response has diminished, or they come back after 5 years or 10 years. And we have precedents for that with the mumps and some other vaccinations that we have not had to get boosters that we are now learning about. And so I think the application can be true for COVID as well.
Do you see us getting the regular flu shot as well then as getting a COVID shot?
I do. I think that we will continue to have to bolster what we've done and that, again, there'll be a spectrum of folks who might need the COVID shot every year and others who could go every 5 years. And I think it might depend on a number of variables. For example, I believe that the earlier in the game that you got or contracted COVID, you might have gotten a certain variant of COVID, whereas nowadays the COVID variants seem to be more highly contagious, and maybe they will produce even a stronger immune response in the body. So it's almost what you would expect, the opposite of what you might think about. Those who got COVID with a variant that's highly contagious may react to it more strongly and have a longer period of time where they're protected. And the same may be true for vaccinations. If you react very strongly, I don't mean physically react, but internally, if you're creating a lot of antibodies, depending on the state of your health and a number of other variables, you may get the COVID vaccine every 2 or 3 or 5 years, even 10 years. And we have other viruses that have done that.
As Dr. Kamaté talked about COVID and our future with the virus, she circled back to her life's work, precision medicine. It's behind her latest endeavor nationwide, with Grok Health.
The interesting and fascinating thing about COVID is it made me even more anxious to get Grok Health out there, because COVID brought out comorbidities in those folks who were sick underneath, deep underneath, and they didn't know it. They actually succumbed to COVID before those who were well. Wow. So if you take care of yourself and you're aware of what's brewing under the surface, you are far more likely to survive in good health despite these pandemics. And I believe that's a very important factor. I think I've given you this quote before. If you knew you were a diabetic, you were four times as likely to be on a respirator if you got COVID.
Yes.
If you did not know you were a diabetic, Pat, you were eight times as likely.
Wow.
And so that is what the promise of Grok Health could be for an individual, to figure out what is your health deep under the surface. Because you may feel great, but underneath you may be brewing diabetes. And that is something we can help with through digital health by reaching out globally throughout the world, because diabetes alone is a pandemic, and it's been so for decades.